In these cases, we will provide what we believe are best practices based on CCL's experience. There is also little agreement in the literature on the terminology used in 360-degree feedback, also referred to as multi-source feedback. For simplicity's sake, in this, we generally refer to it as 360 feedback. The individual being assessed is the participant. The participant selects several co-workers, called raters, to participate in the feedback process. These co-workers often include peers and direct reports. The participant's direct boss is referred to as the manager. Other raters can include higher-level managers, clients, and family members. This is targeted toward internal and external organizational consultants who are considering the implementation or expansion of 360 feedback in their organization's leadership development or talent management initiatives. It reveals what CCL has learned about 360 feedback since pioneering this practice in the 1970s. For example, it should not be implemented as a standalone event. In addition to the assessment, there must be developmental planning and follow-up. Management support is critical for a 360 process and for persuading participants to set specific development goals. The 360 process works best if it begins with top leadership. For example, the chief executive officer, CEO, and then...